Sunshine Coast Council says it's made a strong submission to the government's 100-day review of the 2032 Games infrastructure, calling for the urgent retention of the venues promised for our region. The Sunshine Coast Stadium expansion, the new indoor sports centre and the new mountain bike centre had already been given the funding and green light to progress, but that was put on hold by the new LNP state government pending the review amid concerns of major cost blowouts. Mayor Rosanna Natoli says the proposed competition venues are facilities the community needs, which will have profound social and economic benefits outside hosting the Olympic Games. Consultation for the review closed on January 10. Walpa Falls remains closed, with some calling for that to be made permanent following the tragic deaths of two teenagers there on Sunday. 17-year-old Beau Little jumped into the falls to try and save his 17-year-old friend on a ward when she failed to resurface after falling from a waterfall at the popular spot, which was swollen and churning following recent heavy rain. Their bodies were recovered several hours later. Beau's family posting to social media that he left this world a hero. At least five people have died at Walpa Falls since 2007. Lifeline Rescue Helicopter Service had a record-breaking year in 2024, flying 3,534 missions, which included airlifting injured motorists, patients with heart problems, seafarers, hikers, and farmers injured by machinery or animals. Last year also marked the beginning of construction on a new larger base at Sunshine Coast Airport. Dr. Alan McKillop says the rescue chopper is now a crucial part of Queensland's emergency services.
Like all emergency services, it's a 24 hours a day, 7 days, 52 week response. So half our missions are in the evening or night. We have to respond in all forms of weather as long as it's safe to fly. The aircraft we have are very capable and can fly in challenging conditions with our very experienced pilots and air crew.
And keep those aircon remotes handy. A heatwave is expected to push temps into the mid-30s this week. The Weather Bureau says temperatures will build in the Sunshine Coast over the coming days. Maroochydore could reach 36 degrees on Friday.